You have got to come to the Holy Ghost. You've got to come to the cross of Jesus Christ. You've got to say, oh Lord, I have messed up. I am not in control. I can't handle my life. I can't govern anything because I have ended up in a mess. And that's what repentance is. It's turning around from the world and going back to the Heavenly Father and saying, Lord, I can't govern my life anymore. I submit to your government. I will be your servant. That means I will be under your governorship. You will govern my life. You will tell me what to do and how to do it. I'm tired of making a mess of my life. Repentance is just that. I give up trying to run my life. I can't do it. There's not a person in here that has the skill and the wisdom to run your life. You run it into the ditch all the time.
I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
The broad road leads to destruction, and the narrow road leads to eternal life. And you're on one or the other tonight. Every person here tonight is on one of those roads. You can change roads, but you cannot change the fact that you're a living soul and that you're going to live somewhere forever. Your soul is valuable because of God's concern. The whole Bible is concerned with the saving and developing of the soul.
But I want you to know with everything in my heart, you cannot know Jesus in his fullness. You cannot come into the glory of intimacy with him until you're fully convinced that he loves you, and that once you repent of your sins with everything in your heart, you go to him and turn over your life to him to be governed by the Holy Spirit. It's that simple. He rushes in with all the grace and mercy that you will ever need.